I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. That's right. No Farrell this week. Carver High and Mafia here with you. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. Night number four here for us, Mafia. We've hit Thursday night of Scotty's week-long vacation. Been a fun week so far. Tonight, we've got plenty of football after the last couple nights. We've got NFL. The Packers right now up 21-3. On the 49ers at halftime. A little live line on FanDuel if you're interested. -17.5 for the Pack. Me and Mafra, we're going to talk about all the action that we've got in this game. We've got Mountain West football in the mix as well. Nevada up 34-9 on Utah State. About 9 minutes, 9.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter there. We are looking for POINTS, 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 points. A couple of touchdowns to maybe get over that 56.5 total. Colorado State now up 17-7 on Wyoming. Big Wyoming backer here tonight. They've been good to me. They get down 17-0. They just crawled back in with a touchdown. Mafia, good evening. How's it going?
Good evening to you, Carver. I mean, you're rooting for points, points, points. I'm rooting for a stop, stop, stops, because I took the under in that. I did not believe that you're going to get a help on the other side. I knew Nevada was going to put up points. I did not think they were going to get much on the opponents, so I figured it was going to be a slow go for Utah State. I rode the under, and then I turned the game on. It was 9-7, and I got worried, but then, of course, they have just rode them ever since and taken over control, and it's just been a blowout like we thought it might be.
Yeah, Utah State got a safety. That opened the scoring in this game. A safety for Utah State early in the first quarter. They got up 9-0. They have not scored since. 34-9. Nevada's had opportunities. They've kicked field goals the last time through. 9 minutes. Still could get two touchdowns here. College football, Mountain West, anything can happen. We will do plenty of college football tonight. Our man at Sports Grid, of course, College Football Today, Joe Lisi. In the second hour, we'll go through all the games with Joe. So Carver High and Mafia, we're in for Scotty. Farrell on the bench on a Thursday night. 844-843-6879. We get things going right after this.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys. And I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty all week. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. We've got NFL tonight. Just getting going in the second half. 21-3. Packers lead the 49ers. Of course, pregame, 6.5 was the line. Packers doing a good job with that right now. A couple of props that we'll get into. Adams had the first touchdown for the Packers. On FanDuel, they had the odds boost tonight. Of Adam scoring the first touchdown in the game. It was like plus 530, I believe, Mafia, somewhere in that area. I was going to do it, and I'm very hesitant always on playing first touchdown scores. It's just not something that I normally play. I like the anytime touchdown. Don't really do that. I was thinking, Adams, you know, where are they going to go tonight for touchdown? And I said, forget it, I'll pass. But you, Mafia, are better than me. I believe that you told me that you went after this prop, and you're a winner on it.
Yeah, I hit that one. You know, usually I don't like the first touchdown either, just like you, because it's, you're never sure how it's going to end up, especially, you know, go either way. There's so many different options. But the way that they just look for him at all times, and I figured San Francisco was definitely going to be playing from behind in this game, I figured he's a pretty good bet on that one. So I went with it, threw some, you know, cash down, and went pretty nicely on that. I got that one. I already hit in the first half Rodgers 2+ touchdown prop as well. Although my money. My prop on him getting over 270 yards is not going to look too good right now. With them up this big, they're probably going to run the ball a lot. Although I did have Aaron Jones as an anytime touchdown scorer as well, so that could work out.
Yeah, Mercedes Lewis caught the second touchdown. MVS caught the third one for him on an absolute bomb, a 52-yarder. And you bring up a point, you know, his pregame Rodgers for the yards was 270-something in that area. And it's going to be hard for him to get that now because they have the lead. And that's a prop killer. Like, we play these props, Mafia, Sundays. You know, I'm involved in a whole bunch of them throughout all the games. And when a team gets up big and they've shown you the other side that they are not going to do much offensively, let's be fair. I mean, Mullen stinks. He's really bad. And I know the Niners got down the field once, kicked the field goal. You know, the kid dropped the ball in the end zone. It could have been a touchdown. But they are not going to move the ball a lot. And with the Packers getting up, I think you got one more drive where maybe Rodgers will try sew it away, get up to 28-3 or something. And then it's hard. You know, it's hard to get these props. If you have Jones props with this big lead, they're probably going to take him out of the game because he's coming off the injury. You don't want to get him hurt. Rodgers isn't going to throw a lot more. These big blowouts, Mafia, they could become prop killers when we're trying to get things done here.
Well, he just aired out to Devontae there. He went from the 21 in his end all the way to the 28 of San Francisco. So they had a nice deep pass there. So I'll get some yards up to 198. Maybe it's still in sight. You know, you got a whole quarter, almost two quarters. So, you know, maybe we'll see a couple dump offs here that go for big yards. Work out. I also have your boy Adams 2+ touchdown prop. So we'll see if he can get one here before they start to shut it down.
That's a nice one right there. If you can get that one through, you know me, I like to play all the crazy ones. And I love playing quarterback rushing because I just do. They usually make them pretty low, and Rodgers was 12.5 tonight. So I decided to try the over. He did have a scramble right before the end of the first half for 7. So I need another 6-yard scramble from Aaron Rodgers somewhere along the way. And here's the one that really bothers me, Mafia. How many sound cuts did we hear this week and press conferences from LaFleur and Rodgers talking about how Dexter Williams was going to be some big part of the offense with all these guys in the running back room getting COVID and not being allowed to play tonight? We also didn't know at that point that Jones was going to play, to be fair. But we heard a lot about Dexter Williams. I played the touchdown prop. We talked about it the other night. I haven't seen him on the field once, Mafia, the great Dexter Williams.
All smoke and mirrors. They're getting you all hyped for this guy.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, come on. If there's no running backs, it's not going to be some random guy they're going to use. I mean, he's got 2 carries for 8 yards. That's about it. Maybe when they start getting up big and they run in and they get close, maybe he'll have a chance. But otherwise, you knew with no running backs, you know, or not at least not with the depth even before Jones was in there, that it was going to be A-Raj all day, and that's what it's been so far.
And it's going to take an absolute fluke in this Nevada game, by the way, for me to get this over, because Nevada's just running the ball in the middle of the field. It's down to 5.5 left in the fourth. It would take something extremely fluky for me to get 2 more touchdowns in this Nevada-Utah State game. So when this one ends, I'll turn my attention to the Wyoming Cowboys, hopefully to build a big comeback out in Fort Collins against the Colorado State Rams. We do have a call, Mafia, here tonight to start things off. James in Wisconsin kicks it off. My man James, who I've seen out at the D in Vegas many times. And the Packers are lighting it up tonight. But I know that James in Wisconsin is not a Packer fan. He roots for the silver and black, if I remember correctly. Right, James?
That is correct. How are you doing, Mike?
We're good, buddy. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, this game's something else here. It's really good to get on and talk to you again. I got back hooked up to you guys now. You got me lined out. And I'm missing those times at the D, brother.
Listen, it's good to know that you finally got on the grid, James. That's definitely a good thing. I'm glad that you have found all the great ways to listen to the Sports Grid program. I know you've been checking out Coast to Coast in the afternoon as well. I think if there's anything all of us can agree with right now, James, we could all use like 6 or 7 days in Vegas right now, right? Like a fully open, like Vegas, like the way it was before March. Like we could all use like a straight week out in that place right now.
Oh, I miss it so much. Like those last couple of years when we were out there with you guys and doing the show with you and stuff too, and you guys had me on the air. Those were just, I'll never forget those times, man. Those were just great times.
Now, James. Honestly, though, because you called and the silver and black are in the news tonight, and me and Mafia, we're going to get to it in a little while. Geez, they just keep whacking Gruden with all these fines. Another $500,000 to the Raiders, $150K to Gruden. They take a 6th-round pick away. I mean, your boy Trent Brown back on the COVID list. The Raiders just and Gruden don't like it either. You can tell Gruden's had enough of all this stuff. I heard, virtual meetings are for the birds. Gruden not liking the COVID world of the NFL this year, James.
No. It's been a mess. You know, the improper mask wearing and to be honest, Trent Brown's, I mean, he's been a bust pretty much for the money they're paying him. I mean, he played the Chiefs game. He looked pretty good, and obviously they beat the Chiefs. That's probably my Super Bowl for the season, but they got to get it together. I mean, like, they got to follow the protocols that I don't know. You know, it's just they're like Cleveland and like these other teams that just can't get out of their own way. And it's just the norm that, I guess you just kind of get immune to it after a while. But, yeah, I'm still pulling for them. I mean, it's better than it's been in the past, but I'm watching every game.
Look, you're in the mix this year, James. Let's be fair. I mean, after beating Cleveland last week, 4-3, you've got a couple great wins, winning at Kansas City, like you just mentioned. Raiders, the schedule is listen, I'm not going to lie, schedule's difficult in the second half. You've got some tough games. You got to play Kansas City again as well. But Raiders, I think that they can make it, James, especially over Cleveland. You can never trust Cleveland. Right now, it's really three teams. Yeah. It's three teams for one spot there at the bottom of that AFC between your Raiders, the Browns, and the Dolphins. And I don't see no reason why the Raiders can't make a playoff run this year. Now, you might have to play Pittsburgh or Kansas City in the first round, but you'll be happy to be there.
Yeah, I mean, like, just getting in and, having a shot for a chance. So, for a change. The San Diego game kind of scares me a little because their back-end defense is not – they're getting Arnett back, I believe, this week. But the back-end's, extremely shaky. And Justin Herbert's kind of been lighting it up. So they're going to need to put some points on the board. I might look at the over on that one. I haven't studied it yet. I actually got in on this game tonight early and got in for the Packers -2.5. So I'm feeling pretty good about this one. But, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's going to take a little bit more on defense for my silver and black. That's for sure.
Well, that is – That is a very fishy line. That's a fishy line, that 1.5. And you, by the way, you owe $20 to the jar for calling the Chargers San Diego, James, just so you know. Tonight's your night. You owe everybody around. You call them San Diego. James, we got to hit the break. My man, it's so good hearing from you. Please keep calling. We miss you. Used to call us on the bench all the time. Seen you out in Vegas. James, please call again. All right, my man?
Well, thanks, guys. And thanks, Moff. Thank you.
There it is. The great James from Wisconsin. Big silver and black fan. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia here for Scotty. 844-843-6879. We'll keep an eye on all these games that are going on. Pharrell on the bench rolls on right after this.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia here for Scotty all week long with him on vacation. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. Just under 6 minutes left in the third quarter now. 28-3. The Packers have the advantage over the 49ers. We had mentioned it last segment. Another Aaron Rodgers touchdown, his fourth of the night. This one, of course, to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, his second of the night. So he's having a huge night. Adams now 7 for 123 and a touchdown. Good night for him. Aaron Jones, 11 carries for 57 yards. We do have Mafia Dexter Williams sighting, 2 carries for 8 yards for Dexter. The hope here is that the blowout continues to go and maybe they empty the bench and they tell Aaron Jones, you have a seat. Maybe even if Rodgers sits down, and maybe Dexter Williams can get me a cheap touchdown for that prop to kind of salvage some of the night, because it's not looking too good. I don't know if I'm going to get my 6 Aaron Rodgers rushing yards either here, Mafia.
Yeah, the more they're up, and they just strip sack Mullins there to get the ball back. So, at the 50-yard line midfield. So the more they just, keep giving it to the 49ers, the less they're going to play those guys and take the risk of them getting hurt, especially when, it would be ironic if you keep playing them too long against the 49ers, who have been ravaged by injuries, and then they end up getting hurt. So I'm sure maybe they'll give them this possession. After that, it's up in the air. If they come down, score another touchdown, go up 35-3, I wouldn't be surprised if they start sitting those guys and giving some time to other guys, which stinks because I got Jones on anytime touchdown scorer prop. So I need him to get something. I need Adams to get another touchdown, but those aren't looking good. And of course, like I said, the 278.5 I need from your boy A-Raj, but the more they get up, the less that looks good.
I think you still got a shot with Adams. I think out of all of those that you just said, Adams getting a second touchdown here, short field after the fumble, I think that Jones is more the guy that, because he was such a question mark to play before we even got into tonight, he could be the fastest guy to get in the bubble wrap here and them to say, listen, you got some work in. Good to see that you're healthy. We're going to have a nice 10 days off here. Why don't you get some rest? So I think that Jones is the one where you could be in trouble. But I think Adams is live. He throws to him all the time. And man, does Mullins stink, Moff? Like, let's be fair. Like 10 of 20, 94 yards. The pick was brutal. Fumbles now. I mean, it's hard to get on. He's got nobody playing. I mean, Richie James, River Craycraft. Like I said last night, Huey, Dewey, and Louie basically playing wide receiver for the 49ers here. Really tough scene for them.
Yeah, although it's, really bad when you look at the stats and your best receiver is Jordan Reed with 1 for 3 yards. Like, this is, I mean, you threaten it out according to these stats. but it's not good at all. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Richie James is – that thing was way behind for some reason on ESPN on my thing. Didn't update on its own apparently. But, yeah, Richie James having a great game for them at receiver. But other than that, there's no one that's really doing anything. You know, Dwelly is one catch for 6 yards, one catch for five from River Crackcraft. I mean, it's just – it's brutal out there. Like you said, all the injuries, there's not much of he's working with. It's, you know, same kind of thing we've talked about with some guys like, you know, like a Sam Darnold, but Nick Mullins isn't even at that level. So, you know, play with these guys against a game where you have Aaron Rodgers just torching you, and you know you have to play from behind and play a shootout game, and they're just pinning the ears back and rushing you because they get up so quick. It's really, you know, no-win situation for him.
And Tyler Irvin just caught a ball over the middle for a pretty big gain. They're inside the 25 now, Mafia. Tyler Irvin is the one who has gotten – a lot more burn than Dexter Williams tonight. He's got 3 catches for 42 yards. Here comes Adams. Here we go, Moff. Down to the 10. See, he's still throwing Adams the rock. You got a shot with Adams here. I think
we need the end zone, not the 10. His yards don't matter, man. I need a TD.
Let's get Mafia in the end zone here with Devontae Adams to kind of put this one to bed at 35-3. And then maybe, we could forget about Dexter. Here's what, maybe this is part of the problem, Mafia. Dexter Williams out with a knee. Finished.
Oh, so there's two carries and guys out.
There's another ticket that we can throw onto the ground. If we were out the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, we could throw that ticket on the floor. Dexter Williams will not be scoring a touchdown tonight. So now I'm really reliant on Aaron Rodgers picking up a 6-yard scramble at some point. And I don't know about that when you're up 28-3. You really want Aaron Rodgers to be scrambling around, Moff? Maybe he just needs to pick up a first somewhere along the
way. He's going
to
be tossing it away. That's all he's going to do.
Now, thankfully, I've got the Packers with the -6.5 for the game. So, and I put more on that than the props. I always put more on the game than the props. So that's something that it's probably going to end up evening out for me. But, you know, that's what I get for playing the crazy stuff. I'm really upset I didn't do the Adams touchdown. That bothers
me. I'm upset I didn't hit the Packers for more. You know, I kind of went with my standard, you know, small bet, not risking too much. I should have, you know, played the house on them. And there's no way they weren't going to win this game and blow them out like they are doing right now. I don't know why I didn't have more faith in my pick there. Did you go with, the total there? I went for the under because I thought this is going to be one-sided here. So there's no way that San Francisco is going to be adding to those big points.
I did not go near the total for this game. I didn't like it. I thought that the Packers -6.5 was all I was going to do on that end. And Adams just caught another ball, but he's out at the 2 or the 3. So Adams getting closer and closer.
It's the second time in 2 back-to-back possessions. He got it down to the 2. Come on, get the extra effort.
And we do have some life in Fort Collins. If you're riding the Wyoming Cowboys like I am, they just scored a touchdown, now down 24-14. Maybe this will be the crazy Mountain West game of the night. The Nevada game was boring. They blew out Utah State, and they decided that they didn't want to score any more points in the second half. So Nevada really bothers me here. That's not going to get near. Now, they covered the 17.5. That was a nice job by them, but not going to get the over. We're on Wyoming, -2.5. They're now down 10, 24-14. There is a lot of time left in that game for me. Did you go near Wyoming, Colorado State, Mafia, or did you just play that under in the Nevada game?
No, I rode Wyoming. I played Nevada on the spread and the total and the under, and I went with you with Wyoming, and it's
great. So yeah. I sold you down the river with the Cowboys today on Coast to Coast. Love Wyoming. They've been good to me. Big win last week against Hawaii. They blew them out. Colorado.
I'm not
going
to put that on you. I was with them last time. We were talking about these games. I liked them. I thought they were the better team. So I'm not going to put the blame on you if they bite me. You know, we've made enough on this Packer game to, you know, make me feel this sting a little less.
I have been waving the Wyoming flag, and then it's not just because Josh Allen went there. I've been waving the Wyoming flag a lot lately. They've been very good, but tonight, just the pick six to start the game, that always hurts you. You know, you get the picks. They get a 3-and-out from Colorado State, then the kid throws a pick six, and they get down 7-0 quickly. Now a final in Reno, Nevada, 34-9. They beat Utah State. So after a 9-0 Utah State lead, 34 unanswered. Our boy Carson Strong, Mafia, throws for 411 yards and 3 touchdowns. You were spot on this. You did not get any help from Utah State. And that is an under and a cover for Nevada. So nice job by them. We're still waiting for the Packers. I want to move on, but we're still waiting for the Packers to knock down the door here, Mafia. I want you to get Devontae Adams in here. It is now 3rd and goal, I believe, from around the 2 or the 3. 3rd and goal from the 2. Let's see if they can punch this thing in. Adams is way out to the left. Let's get Mafia another hit here on this prop.
Let me tell you, talking about that Carson Strong kid in Nevada, man. I was watching that game. That kid is good. And they were saying how, you know, he had an injury late in his senior season, like the summer right before his senior year, I believe. And that's why no one went after him. And Nevada was like, you know, he just really lucked out that he fell into our laps, that he should have went to a bigger school, a better school. And he just was hitting on everything on his throws. I know, obviously, Utah State, not a good team. But, you know, he wasn't making bad throws. He was playing safe. They said, like, his first couple games, he was getting picked left and right, and they worked with him in the offseason. This kid's only a sophomore and was just throwing every pass perfectly. If it wasn't there, he threw it away. He's a good quarterback. He's something we're going to have to watch the next couple of years.
No, a really good player for Nevada, and we'll see how things continue to go for them as they can pick up another win here tonight after they beat UNLV last Saturday. Packers kick a field goal, so that's no good for anybody with any time touchdown props. 31-3 now, as they will probably, Aaron Rodgers with the hat on now, we'll see if he even makes an appearance, Mafia, in the fourth quarter, because with a 28-point lead, you know, they might even put Rodgers in the bubble wrap here, which will not that'll bother me. I'm not getting that rushing prop anyway, so it doesn't matter. Other stuff with the NFL, Maf, and we'll start it now. We'll pick it back up after the break. This COVID, the COVID stuff's really, really starting to run rampant here. I mean, the Niners we know tonight, the Packers tonight, the Lions, the Ravens, the Texans, the Cowboys, the Bears, the Broncos, the Cardinals, the Eagles, the Colts, the Chiefs, and the Raiders, Mafia. All of those teams, seems like I just listed about half the league or at least a third, all of them have some sort of COVID issue during this week. And I just think back to a month ago when it took one guy on the Patriots from to move the ball, the game around so much. Now, the Titans was a full-blown outbreak. What happened with the Titans, they had to move those games. But I mean, they are full steam ahead. They played this game tonight. They've got all these situations with all these teams that I just listed. I guess that they've just found that this is the way we're going to do it now. We're going to take the people that were quote-unquote close contacts away, and you're going to have to play stiffs. It is what it is. We're playing these games.
Yeah, I mean, I think they know that it's just getting worse, obviously. We see that with the numbers throughout the country, that over 100,000 new cases every day this week. So it's not a situation where they could say, you know what, let's just wait this out and it'll get better. No, it's getting worse as the weather gets worse, as, you know, people start going back inside and it's not hanging out outside on these restaurants and, you know, gatherings with your family. It's getting worse again. So, you know, that's why baseball, when they're having their problems with the players trying to figure out what season they want to play, and the player's like, all right, how about we let, you know, the season go a little longer? We'll give you more games if you give us more money. And they're like, no, we're not playing into November. We're getting the hell out of there. We're awarding a trophy, and we're sending you home before people start getting sick. And you saw that the last game of the World Series, you had, you know, your boy gets sick, they yanked him, and then he's back into the celebration. But, you know, they got Justin under the wire. The rest of these sports, football especially, you know, we pointed out college football, how many schools and games are being moved or shut down. The NFL now, at least a third of the teams have some kind of case, whether it's contact or, you know, staffer or a player. It's going all over the place. It's getting crazy again, and it could tank the season. The NFL is just like putting their head down, trying to plow through and hoping that it doesn't just shut them down at some point.
And it's funny you mentioned Turner, because, you know, we'll get back to it on the other side. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia. We keep rolling on right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty all week. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. You brought this up, Mafia, right before, as we were going to the last break. You brought up Turner and the Dodgers, and it just made me think, like, we never got to know, like, what the fallout was with all the teammates and everything, because nobody, you know, there was no we weren't going to find out, like, we don't, because the season was over. So there was no more announcing if anybody tests positive or anything like that. Like, everybody just goes home. It's private. They keep it to themselves. So we don't know what the fallout was of Justin Turner running around on the field. They did let the most of them go home, I think, that next day. But that was pretty crazy that night. Some big names here for the NFL this week. Chris Jones, you know, one of the best guys on that defensive line for the Chiefs. He's not going to play against Carolina now. The Colts had somebody in their a team employee, so they should be good there. The Eagles has an unannounced player. Cardinals, two guys on D, Devon Kennard and Byron Murphy, could be big for them. The Broncos was a practice squad guy. Bears offensive tackle Jason Spriggs and a couple other guys on the offensive line are in the holding. We know about Andy Dalton for the Cowboys. Texans canceled practice after linebacker Jacob Martin tested positive. Whitney Mercilus and Dylan Cole are on the close contact list. We know about Marlon Humphrey for the Ravens. I mean, Mafi, this is never ending. Matthew Stafford's hoping to play. He's close contact. And we have this stuff tonight. I feel like, Mafi, unfortunately, this is going to be like the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately. Like, I think that as we get further and further into the winter and into December, it's going to be harder and harder every week for these guys. You know, they're going to press on. You better have a lot of backups ready, that's for sure.
Right. I mean, let's look at how things operate for these other sports. And they sequestered and bubbled the NBA and the NHL, and those have, you know, like 22 guys for the NHL with coaches and stuff, you know, a little more than that, obviously. And NBA, you'll have like 12 players and like five coaches. So, you know, smaller rosters. So they were able to do that. Then baseball came around and people were like, oh, we can't do that. There's, you know, 25 guys on there plus coaches. There's too many people. The season's too long. All right, well, you let them stay home. What happened? A couple teams, you know, hanging out in the hotel bar with their buddies got sick. Hanging out at the casino got sick. Like, you know, it wasn't as rampant. They were able to knock it down to just those teams and sit them out for a while and make it back, so it worked out okay. But all those were 15, 20, 25, 30, maybe at the most 35 to a organization. There's 50-plus guys on each NFL roster, plus probably, what, 20 coaches and, you know, even more the strength and conditioning coaches and other equipment managers, doctors. Now you're talking 80 to 100 people involved in an organization's day-to-day operations for 30 teams in their own place. Of course, there's going to be some situation where even if everyone does everything right, just some chance encounter at, you know, the grocery store or restaurant or something where someone might catch something just on sheer numbers of what's going on in the country. So you bring that one guy who had a chance encounter, comes back to the team. Yeah, sure, they're all staying 6 feet apart and supposed to wear masks, but do you expect them to really? Look at what's going on in the country. Not everybody listens. You know, in the NFL, do players always listen to the rules? Obviously not. We've seen how many times they get arrested and how many times they get fined and all this other stuff. So there's going to be a couple that just screw things up, and it's just going to keep coming back and keep spreading. And, you know, you're lucky if it's just that as a chance encounter. How many guys, like, you know, we've seen the Raiders and these guys and going out doing charity events or doing some kind of other party. You know, we were seeking the summer at Dak's house, hanging out for some kind of dinner. Yeah. Like, they're not going to listen, and it's going to cost you.
And the last thing I'll do on this is the Raider one. We mentioned it quickly with James in Wisconsin, but the Raiders got fined and the 49ers went for it 4th and 1 at the Green Bay, like 5, and Mullins got absolutely stuffed. I mean, he didn't even come close. So the Packers are going to get the ball back. It's going to still be 31-3. It's unfortunate for people that maybe had some Niners anytime touchdown props, things like that. They're going to get screwed here as just an awful play call on 4th and 1. The Shanahan's got to do better there. Can't put the ball in Nick Mullins' hands. He stinks. Last thing with Raiders. So a bad month for Trent Brown, Moff. He was placed on the COVID list for the second time in less than 2 weeks. Tested positive October 22nd. Did his 5 straight days of negative tests, so he was, you know, didn't have it. And then he was eligible to play in the game against the Browns last week, but he ended up missing the game for medical mishaps, some other things that went on. So now tonight, the Raiders get the backhand from the NFL, $500K, $150 or $125K to Gruden, because he never wears the mask. So this is like a repeat offender thing that they're doing now. And they also took a 6th-round pick away from them. I'm actually kind of surprised. I get the repeat offender part, but I'm surprised that these penalties were harsher than what happened with the Titans. I mean, the Titans got $300,000 for everything that happened with them. The Raiders, though, repeat offenders, they get a big hit from the NFL tonight.
Yeah, I think that's because we've seen, you know, a difference in how these two teams operated. Obviously, with the Titans, you know, from the reports that I've read, it's not like I've seen everything, so maybe I could have missed something. You know, it didn't seem like they were really, you know, blowing up the protocols and not doing what they're supposed to do. It seemed like they were following. They had the ban, you know, the bans, just tell them to stay away from each other, that kind of stuff. Of course, after things got shut down, it didn't seem like they were following protocols with their little practices at the high school. But still, you know, they didn't find enough out of that team to say, okay, you guys just weren't listening, we're going to make you pay for it. The Raiders were, like you said, you never see Chucky in a mask. He's just always out there, you know, with nothing on. Then they had the charity event, and that was after they had someone in the locker room. Like, even on a regular season, no COVID, you're not supposed to have just random people in your locker room who's not allowed to be there, and they still did that anyway, you know, during a pandemic. Yeah. So it's just multiple stupid things And I'm glad they did it because, you know, honestly, when we were talking about the Titans and how they're going to come down heavy on them, and then they really didn't do much because they didn't, I guess, find these big, you know, egregious violations that we thought they were going to. They kind of let them off, you know, decent fine, but, you know, we're thinking draft picks, forfeits, none of that. I'm glad they took a draft pick from them. Sure, sixth round isn't exactly, you know, that much of a detriment. Hey. But
every pick matters. Every pick matters. I mean, that's a pick that you could maybe use in a trade to move up in another round. You know,
that's true.
It hurts you to not have those picks. It really does. And we had a sound clip today on Coast to Coast. We never got to play it, which happens sometimes. You know, we play a lot of sound on the Coast to Coast show every day when Scotty's in, et cetera. And this week with Keith in, there is a lot of sound that also does, you know, it makes the cutting room floor, Mafia. It never sometimes reaches air. We had a clip today of John Gruden, and he was just, you could tell he's so just exasperated and finished with the virtual meetings. Like, he was being asked a question about, you know, the performance of your rookies and other. He's like, how could I get it? We've been doing we did a virtual draft. We did virtual meetings. We did this. He goes, virtual meetings are for the birds. And in that Gruden voice, like, you, like Scotty always says, you could picture Caliendo saying virtual meetings are for the birds. You could tell Gruden's had enough of it too. And that was before he probably knew he was getting this big fine from the NFL tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not liking it, but you know what? Neither is anyone else. And they're getting through it. You know, it's for the safety of people. You know, he could talk all he wants about how this is, you know, not fun and it's not what they should be doing. And, you know, he has his own ideas. He always has, always will. You know, he's a very opinionated guy and he's not afraid to share them. We know this, but it's for the safety of everyone and not just everyone that's playing for them. It's just, well, obviously for the safety of the league financially. That's why we're really doing this. Let's be honest. Like we were talking about last night, it's not about keeping everybody healthy. It's about keeping the pockets full. But outside of that, you know, real life stories, you know, it's worth protecting other people. I mean, you think Carl Anthony Towns is going to say it's not worthy to protect, you know, precautions after he lost his mom to COVID? You think some of these other guys that have gotten, you think Von Miller is going to say the precautions aren't worth it? I doubt it.
No, you're absolutely right. It's true. And everybody's got to do their part. And so far, I know Gruden with the mask, he never wears the mask. He takes the mask down a lot on the sideline. Everybody's supposed to have it now. 31-3. Rodgers is still in the game here, Mafia. Still in the game. So we'll see. It's a 3rd and 4 here. He probably doesn't have too many drives left in him with 13 minutes to go.
Let's, I need 14 yards. That's all I need. 14 yards.
You need 14 passing yards from him?
14 passing yards to go over the yards.
Oh, and he just got them all on one play and a lot more. Davante Adams, about a 30-yard gain, Mafia, out to midfield.
Beautiful.
So you got that over with the passing yards for Aaron Rodgers tonight. That is a winner. I mean, geez, can I get a scramble here? Can the play break down once for me and get me 6 yards on the ground from Aaron Rodgers to help salvage a bit of a night? I mean, I'm getting hammered here with the college football, the awful over that Nevada couldn't, you know, they couldn't blow out Utah State any more than they did. I'm losing with Wyoming, who needs a furious second half Mountain West comeback. No touchdown from Dexter Williams. He couldn't stay on the field. I am going to win the game, but be nice to hit this prop if we can get Aaron Rodgers to start moving around a little bit. A little baseball, too, Mafia, tonight. Cora is going to get this Red Sox job. I mean, they interviewed like 10 guys. I guess this was a game. Like, the Red Sox decided, we'll try to make this look as good as it possibly can. You know, we're going to bring all these guys in and interview them, and the names were just awful. Like, nobody you would ever think should be a major league manager. And then you got Cora. So it's like, oh, he's one of the two finalists now, I saw Heyman saying tonight on Twitter. So this was like a fix from the beginning, Mafia. They kind of mutually parted ways when he was getting the 1-year suspension. And now that's over, and they're doing this dog and pony show. They should have just handed him the job when the suspension was over. Here you go. You're back, buddy. Get in here. But they're doing all this. He's getting that job, right? You agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. I mean, they won with him, and I'm surprised he wants to come back to that situation. Obviously, I guess not, because, you know, when you're getting suspended like that, you have that mark on your permanent record here. Maybe he thinks that this is the best way to rebuild his name and stuff. But obviously that franchise is not what it was when he left it. It is a completely different team, an ugly team that's not going to win games. So I'm surprised he's ready to jump back in the saddle, at least in the sense that he's going to be brutal. Maybe that's a true punishment. Not that he had to sit out a year, and now he has to come back to a team that was winning when he was there. And then since he left, they have turned into complete you-know-what, because, you know, they traded away their best players. They traded away a franchise player and a pretty good pitcher, too. So maybe that's his real punishment, is having to now coach a crappy team for 3 years before they fire him because they can't win.
Yeah, and it's true. But there's also, I guess, a little loyalty factor here, too. For them to want him to come back after the suspension and things going on, he's probably, Hinch did get another job. So it's not like, you know, there's a complete scarlet letter on these guys and they're never going to manage, or I'm sure Ludlow's going to get a GM job eventually down the road. But for them to just come out and say, listen, what happened happened. You served your time. We want you back. I think that he probably looks at that too. He liked he loved having the job. I'm sure he didn't want to walk away last year, but little loyalty on both sides. I just can't believe the show that they're putting on, going back and forth with this stuff. And the other one was Lindor. The Indians are going to basically sell Lindor to the highest bidder. They've got major money problems. I saw an article in the New York Post that the Yankees and the Mets, Yankees and the Mets, now the Mets have billions of dollars, are going to battle for Francisco Lindor.
Well, now, it's always been the Yankees and the Red Sox, the Yankees and the Mets. The Mets just kind of sit on the sidelines like, yeah, we're a New York team, but we can't pay anybody.
And let me tell you, whoever does get him, and it could be the Mets, I think that would be a great move for the Mets if they went out and got Francisco Lindor. Whoever does get him is going to be opening up the checkbook. Like, that dude is going to get some serious coin when his contract's up, which I believe has 1 year left on it. And that's why all this is going on. But the back and forth, like the Yankees, like the Yankee fan wants to shoehorn Francisco Lindor in, and I'm not doing that at the risk of DJ LeMahieu. I want to bring DJ LeMahieu back. So the master plan would be to put Lindor at short, move Torres back to second. You could play LeMahieu at first. Well, then what do you do with Voit? You trade in Voit, I guess, right? Right, Moff? I mean, that's what you would do. You trade Voit. That's what they would have to do in a situation like that.
Which you can't really afford to do, because how many times Stanton and Judge aren't there to hit those home runs that they're getting paid for? You need Voit to be there for some pop. If you get rid of him, that could be a problem.
No, it's true. I don't see the Yankees doing it. But the Mets, I could absolutely see the Mets involved in it. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty all week long. The number is 844-843-6879 to get involved. We will wrap up hour number one right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty on vacation. 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. Me and Mafia were just having some fun during the break. You know, the in-game lines of some of these games, when you get down to the end and you've got a blowout like this, it can get, you know, really, you want to try to make some fast money with a couple minutes left to play in the game. It's so instant. Like, there's 8 minutes left to go. The Packers are on the 35, and you can get a -30.5 right now on the live. They're up 28. You're basically just betting, are they going to score again right here? You know, even if they get a field goal, you'd cover that number if they don't allow any more points. The total at 41.5. You know, you're at 34 right now. There's a touchdown. You need a little bit more than that for the total. So these are always fun, Mafia, to dabble in when you're getting late in these blowout games.
These are always the most dangerous ones to me. Like earlier in a game, like halftime, I like to look at them and see what I could do. You know, see how the things have gone on the drives, as you know, how a team's, you know, performing overall. But when you get down to this one, it's like blowout. It's like, how much do they have left? I tried that with against Mississippi State against Alabama last weekend, the weekend before, and it was just like the over under was 1.5 for Mississippi State by the end of the game, because they were not scoring at all. They're getting blown out, they're getting shut out. I'm like, all right, let's throw some money on it. And they were like at the 50-yard line, and then they had like a penalty to drive them back, and drive them back again on another penalty, and just completely blew it. And I was heartbroken.
Yeah, you know, now it's going down, because now it's like 3rd and 15 from the 35. So it's 29.5. So you're really banking on if the Packers could just move this ball up a little bit more, and if they'd kick another field goal. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. 844-843-6879. We will start hour number two. Joe Lisi, Sports Grid, college football analyst, College Football Today, will join the fun. A ton of big games to talk about with Joe. Carver High, Mafia, Pharrell on the bench. We roll on right after this.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.